one of the projects, she right now is working with the state of Ohio with the elderly, and having the best time doing the things that she's doing. She is thoroughly enjoyed. She goes around and supposed to make these surveys just to see what effects a lot of the government programs are having on the people they're supposed to be benefiting. Are they really helping, or we're wasting time, money, and effort and whatnot here and there? But she thoroughly enjoys it. And her husband was at Audubon there in Westerville, where they live, right, a server. He was chairman of the music department there. But he got dissatisfied and just didn't want to teach anymore. I worry about him a little bit. Can you imagine? Got his doctorate from Florida State, a smart man. But he just got dissatisfied and just flat-footedly just don't feel that he wants to stay in the field of education, and he's not prepared to do another thing. So I don't know what's going to happen to him. Nice person. But she's having a good time with her work. They have two small children.
She lives up in Ohio?
Yeah, Westerville, a suburb of Columbus. But there's so many new and interesting things that we have no contact with. Sometimes I feel like you sit around here and fiddle away a lifetime and missed a whole lot. But you do what you have to do. What next?
You talk about the sweet liquid that you could pour over?
Unless you would call it a sauce.
And
if it were chocolate, you'd say chocolate sauce, you know, or something like that.
And you say this morning at 7 o'clock, what, breakfast?
I eat breakfast.
And yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten breakfast.
And tomorrow I will
be eating breakfast.
And if dinner's on the table and the family's standing around, you tell them to go ahead?
Everybody sit down.
So you say, so then they went ahead and?
They sat down.
And nobody was standing, per se, at all.
Everybody had been seated.
Or everybody had what?
Sat down.
And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead.
Just reach and get it.
Okay, and what, yourself? Go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay, so he went ahead and
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope?
Yeah, that's the word that's used. So,
how would people use that?
He hoped, that means he assisted him, he helped him somewhere or another. He helped me with the chores, he helped me with the hoeing or something like that. You don't hear it too much.
Is that a word that you would use ever?
I don't think so. I don't ever remember it being used around our house. It just wasn't a term that we used. But you will hear it in this area with your older people.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you, I don't
want any, or I wouldn't care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and he couldn't
swallow.
Well, he could chew it, but he couldn't.
Couldn't swallow it.
Okay. And you say, if you were thirsty, you'd say, I want a glass of water.
I want a glass of water.
Or I went in there and I
got me a glass of water
and I
drank it.
And you'd ask me, how much have you?
How much did you drink?
Or how much have you
drank?
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you call those?
Homegrown vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden.
And this is something that people eat for breakfast. It's white.
Hominy? Are you thinking about hominy? That's not a common thing. Grits are one of your main morning foods here that's white.
What's the difference between hominy and grits?
Grits are ground up corn, and of course your hominy is whole grain.
Okay.